between his legs. Now, when God give me something that's new to me, I don't want to be like Bruce when he's about to get a bath. I don't want to, you know, he didn't want to get wet. He did not want to. And sometimes I'd wash him out there, and then he'd go get in the dirt and get all dirty. And I knock on the bathroom door and look at him, and he looked, then his old ears drooped down. He know he wrong. He know I wanted him clean. Now he dirty. He just, he look at me like, oh, you caught me. Well, anyway, when the Lord do something for us or take us to the next glory, and I don't like to say the next level. I like to say the next glory, because sometimes people think the next level is optional. When it's the next glory, that means that you got to do some, you got to make some adjustments to stay there. So when God takes us to the next glory, it's because you graduated. You did what you were supposed to do. And now you're about to be put into another category of ministry. Most of the times in my history, when the Lord, the people was cautious about the next glory because they were about to enter into something, and they knew that some people weren't going to be on board. And some tithers would leave, and it's true, and they will. Because when you go to the next glory, that sincere love that got you there, some people of pride, they're not going. And they're going to leave and go somewhere where they feel comfortable. Now, this is the surgery of the Holy Spirit. Don't despise it. Because the Lord will not build on top of any form of pride. I don't care who it is. He's only going to build on a firm foundation. That's sincerity. You cannot, it's impossible to have sincerity and pride in the same heart. Perfect love drives out fear. Sincerity drives out pride. If you fill your heart with the perfect love of God, and fill, you see, love has knowledge. That's the word of God. If you fill your heart with the knowledge of God, it's going to be easy for God to put you in place for the next glory. And it's going to happen. So when people leave because of that, let them leave. Either they're going to grow. Pastor said, when you do it God's way, you're going to start a revival or a riot. And he's right. Because people are serious about pride. If they love pride somewhere, they're going to be just like Saul. They'll be jealous against people. And the Holy Spirit can't rest on that. You see people doing better. You know, I learned from the Lord. I saw how God hated pride, and I studied the life of David. I said, I don't ever want to do that. And I can tell you many stories about things. You can imagine what I run into teaching this way. And whatever you imagine, that's what happened to me. But the Lord taught me, first of all, to love people where they're at. And that became what I did. That's how I govern my life. And he let me walk right into it. I didn't like it. I didn't want those things to happen. I despised the loss of what, you know, people were growing to a certain point and then they stopped. And sometimes the Lord would show me what would happen, or most of the time he would explain what would happen if they continued to follow him. And what would happen also if they didn't. And I had to walk around with the burden of knowing that. And it's real. A few times I saw visions, or when he would show me the possibility of what would happen if they followed him, I'd get excited for them. But I didn't like the Cain jealousy. That didn't fit in the things of God. People do have Cain jealousy or Saul jealousy, which is even just as deadly. A lady was supposed to write a book about the spirit of Saul, but I don't think she ever did. And the Lord told her if she don't write it, he was going to give it to somebody else. And I said, well, write it, because if God brought it to you, then you're the best person to write it, so write it. And I don't know if she did. I tried to encourage. I said, write a page a day. That's what I do. He know you're busy. Write a page a day. It'll be done in no time. In a year, you'll have it. Next year, might be too late. But I don't know whether she did or not. Nevertheless, when God brings us assignments, we have to say, yes, Lord, and go there. I done went over again. I try not to have a part two, but I guess we will. But nevertheless, you can't have pride and sincerity at the same time. It's going to be one or the other. And I thank God for what he's doing. And I'm going to try to watch the clock a little better. But if God wants a part two, so be it. Well, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.